Nolte, CNN probe investigating Jeff Zucker's unethical ties to Andrew Cuomo. By John Nolte on February 4, 2022. On Thursday, I published a lengthy piece connecting the dots between disgraced former CNN chief Jeff Zucker and disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY. The piece's goal was to lay out how the sleazy affair between Zucker has his number two at CNN, Allison Golist, compromised everyone at the far-left outlet. From Jake Dapper to Wolf Blitzer to Allison Camerota to Brian Stelter. According to the latest, not only was I correct about this network-wide corruption, it was even worse than I had assumed, and I tend to assume the worst about CNN because CNN is the worst. Basically, what happened is this. Zucker's side piece, Golist, was very close to Andrew Cuomo and served as the former governor's communications director until 2013 when she joined Zucker, who had just signed on to run to CNN. Gee, and then what happened? Well, Zucker just happened to hire Andrew's little brother, Chris, as his morning anchor. And then what happened after Chris flamed out in the morning perch? Instead of firing or demoting him, Frito was promoted to prime time. Think about this. Can you imagine what it must mean to a governor with presidential ambitions to have your little brother anchoring a prime time hour and your former communications director in the number two chair and that same communications chair banging the number one guy? And what did CNN do for Andrew Cuomo? Everything he could have asked for and more. In my piece, my reporting was based on what we all saw. And we all saw CNN cover up Andrew's serial scandals. We all saw CNN discredit Andrew's critics. During the early days of COVID, when Andrew was funneling scarce and crucial testing resources to friends and family and pouring infection into vulnerable nursing homes, we all saw CNN give Andrew countless hours of prime time to burnish his image as he jawboned with his little brother. Overall, though, throughout much of 2019 and 2020, what we saw was CNN, and I mean all of CNN, everyone at CNN, on a mission to mythologize Andrew as a president in waiting, to position him to take down Donald Trump. In other words, everyone at CNN, every anchor, and every reporter agreed to service the sleazy Zucker Golist Cuomo four-way. Everyone at CNN, everyone, poured out their credibility to benefit Andrew Cuomo and did so willingly because everyone at CNN knew about the four-way. Yes, everyone at CNN knew Zucker and Golist were doing the bad thing. Everyone at CNN knew about Golist's ties to Andrew Cuomo. But no one at CNN refused to participate in CNN's obscene misinformation campaign to make Andrew Cuomo president. Well, that's only what we saw. What was going on behind the scenes was worse, much worse. The scope of an internal CNN investigation has now expanded to include Zucker and Golist's relationship with Andrew Cuomo, too, a Warner Media source acknowledged. The source says the investigation suggests Zucker and Golist were advising the governor at the beginning of the COVID pandemic in ways not dissimilar to what led to Chris Cuomo's dismissal. As Andrew sparred on a daily basis with then-President Trump over COVID messaging, the couple provided the governor with talking points on how to respond to the president's criticisms of the New York crisis. They also booked the governor to appear on the network exclusively, which became a ratings boon for CNN, with Chris Cuomo doing the interviewing. Cuomo and Golist's conduct, too, would appear to mark an ethical breach for executives acting on behalf of an impartial news outlet, emphasis added. On top of that, this internal probe, pun intended, is picking up hints that the Zucker-Golist affair goes back three decades to when Golist worked under Zucker, pun intended, at NBC News. But the bottom line is this. Everyone at CNN not only remained silent as this unethical behavior and breathtaking conflict of interest raged on, everyone at CNN participated in the sleazy affair by eagerly boosting and shielding Andrew Cuomo. All of them are complicit, Tapper, Blitzer, Camerota, Berman, Lemon, Stelter, Cooper, Kyler, because they all knew about the conflict of interest and still agree to service this conflict of interest. But because the arc of history bends towards justice, it has all come crashing down. Frito is disgraced. Andrew is disgraced. Zucker is disgraced. Golist is disgraced. CNN is disgraced and has lost 90% of its viewers. Why? Because CNN and Zucker and everyone who works at CNN are every bit as evil and corrupt as I've been saying for nearly 10 years. My God, how I'm enjoying this. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.